WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Looking good but feeling bad is mighty hard to do when I'm feeling good. It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Well, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. Great to have you along this evening. I'm just thrilled to be here as always, and I am, believe me. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and tonight we decided to go after the good, the bad, and the ugly. Not the spaghetti western, but just a matter of categories. And I figured too much of one good thing, or bad thing, or even ugly thing. Would be a little bit too much, so I decided to spread it out throughout the program, so you get a relief from one or the other, whichever you may prefer. You can cleanse your palate with a little bit of ugly if the good or the bad is getting too much. So we're going to try to do that tonight. We began with Cliff Edwards' "Good Little Bad Little You." You heard Eddie Lang on there, 1928. I've always loved that record. Another marvelous side, another I've loved for years. Fats Waller and his buddies. Sounds like, I think, all the New York guys are on there. You heard probably Henry Allen. I think Teagarden too. What a group of guys. Looking good but feeling bad, 1929. Obviously Jack Teagarden wasn't singing on that, but it's a good side, and well, and our theme, which is pretty much standard for bringing us into the first break here. I'm going to continue now with, it's a good set. I'm going to try to keep it, you know, upbeat for the first few. Here's Alfredo and his band in 1928, off some particular 78 or other from the UK, not issued in this country. And I'm going to bring you some good news. I hope it's good news anyway.
What I've waited for, I wasn't slated for blues. Good news is welcome, welcome to me. Bad news is welcome to me. So, Mr. Good News, you're bound to do me good. Come right here to me, good news. wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me.
Wonderful, yes, and that's all one word, by the way, if you want to spell it. Lovely recording by Arden and Oman. Johnny Marvin on the vocal there, 1927, yes, wonderful. Oh, yes, I think that was an alternate take. I don't know what was wrong with it, it sounded good to me. It was just a safety take, I suppose. Before that, Ted Weems and his orchestra, the standard version, in fact, Parker Gibson, Dusty Rhodes, singing it. Miss Annabelle Lee, and she's wonderful and marvelous, both. How can you be, is that redundant, or is it just an extra superlative thrown in there? That was from 27 as well. And we began with Alfredo and his band, Good News. And the good news tonight is that Radiola is on the air. I'm Andy Sr. I don't know if that's good news, but it's good news that Radiola is on the air anyway. And tonight we're going over the good, the bad, and the ugly, in that order, or not quite. We've mixed them up a bit just so they don't get to be all one thing. So it's been a lovely week. The weather's just gorgeous out up here in central New York. We've been having I've had a very eventful week in a good way. And occasionally, mostly my mood's been good. Occasionally it's been ugly, but and sometimes downright bad. Or should I say downright ugly, because I have my moods. And if any of my neighbors are listening, I apologize for that. And I'll explain, and if anybody wants to write me a letter under separate cover, I'll explain that to you later. But generally speaking, I'm a very mild-mannered individual. But things happen, as they say. Speaking of things happening, here's the worst segue in history. Frank Trumbauer. And his orchestra, 1927. This was Bix was on here, of course. But I never think of this as a Bix item so much as a tram item. But that's what it is. A good man is hard to find. Maybe they were looking for Bix. Thank you.
company, 'cause I've turned my sweetie down, for he's been cheating on me. Now I'm by my own son, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm just looking round for a new sweetie. I want somebody to love, won't somebody hear my plea? I'll be sweet as I can be. I want a good man, and I want him bad. If you crave hearing charm, I can fill your empty arms. I want a good man, and I want him bad. To take a chance in love's romance now, that's right where I shine. For love indeed is what I need, affection is my line. Hear my plea, goodness sake, won't someone give me a break? What a good man, and I want him bad. If you're poor or if you're rich, strong or weak, I don't care which. I must have a good man, and I need him so bad. If you're hot or if you're cold, I don't care if you're young or old. I'd even take 193, but I want him so bad. Now look at me, you will see I'm very, very real. Don't have the dough of Clarabelle, but lots more next to. Now's your chance, man, hear me say, this may be your lucky day. I want a good man, and I want him bad. A little love nest, place to rest, the rest is up to us. Here I am, make up your mind, girls like me are hard to find. I want a good man, and I want him so bad.
Tucker, would you mind if I ask you a little question?
Not if it isn't personal.
Well, it is personal. That's why I ask it here.
All right, let's have it.
Well, I'd like to know what makes you so full of pep.
Oh, peppy?
That's the question.
Nothing unusual. I always feel this way.
Oh, but there must be a reason. Come on, let it out. What's it all about?
Will you keep it a secret if I do?
Did I ever tell on you?
What do you mean, tell on me? What do you know about me?
I know everything about you.
Everything?
Oh, practically everything.
Looks like I'll have to get another piano player who doesn't know so much.
I wouldn't like that.
Well, let's hear the scandal.
All right. How about 3 weeks ago when the fellow knocked your door at 4 o'clock in the morning and you let him in? How about that?
Skip it.
Oh, no.
Oh,
so, fellas,
skip
he
it.
Came in and sat down. May as well
never mind, never mind, never mind, never mind.
Well, you asked me.
Oh, no. Remember, your name is Shapiro. You're not a newspaper man.
Well, no joking, Miss Tucker. What is the big secret, really?
Teddy, I'm in love.
What, again?
Oh, he's the most adorable. He's the most gorgeous.
Miss Tucker,
yes.
Would you mind telling me more about it?
You would like to know more.
Yes, I'd like to know in detail.
Okay. Okay, you'll get it in detail. You see, I've had them short, I've had them medium, I've had them tall.
You needn't tell me that, because I've known them all.
Is that so?
Every one.
I've got the right one now, the one that I call my extraordinary man.
What extraordinary things does he do?
Hmm?
I say, what does he do that's so extraordinary?
You don't think I'm going to be damn fool enough to tell you? Oh, he's my extraordinary man. No other man has thrilled me as much.
I suppose that means he's hot.
Ah, you see, Teddy, you don't understand.
Why?
He's one man no other woman can touch.
How come?
I've got him wrapped in cellophane.
It looks like a real affair from what I can see.
All I can say is that he satisfies me. Baby, if he can satisfy Tucker, hell, you know he must be.
An extraordinary man.
I'll take care of you boys later.
From what you say, he must be some chic.
He's ever ready. Sure is unique. Spirit willing. And he isn't meek. My extraordinary man.
No doubt he's rich.
Oh, Teddy, you're wrong once again.
Yeah?
He doesn't need money.
No?
No. He's one of those men A woman is glad to give a five or a ten. My extraordinary man.
Tell me.
Yes.
How long has this romance been aflame?
You mean when it started?
Exactly.
Last night, 9 to 3, I worked fast.
By the way.
Yes.
What's his name?
His name?
Yes, his name.
Funny thing, but I never can think of his name.
Well, it looks like he's got you going pretty strong.
Yes, sir.
Is he an Englishman or a foreigner?
Oh, he's from Paris. He hasn't been here very long. But I've learned from him that 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. My extraordinary man.
Well, I guess that's a superlative from Sophie Tucker. And superlatively, this is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. Thank you very much for streaming tonight. I hope that those of you who are trying to get this stream working have got it working. It seems to be working on my end, so we'll just see what happens. But the atmosphere is strange tonight. Strange but not unpleasant, if you know what I mean. And before Sophie, we had Annette Hanshaw, and is that a record or what? I've never heard that one before. I Want a Good Man and I Want Him Bad, from 1930, and she was in the full bloom of womanhood when she did that one. Boy, you can tell. Lovely, lovely recording, and beginning with Frank Trumbauer, Good Man is Hard to Find. I guess that's the corollary to that. 1927. And Vix did show up there for a brief. They woke him up for a couple of bars after he'd been to a couple of bars, apparently. So, good, bad, ugly. And nothing is indifferent tonight. They're all extremes. So, I tend to be an extreme person in my indifference. So we're going to continue now with a beautiful Depression song. Well, not that Depressions are beautiful, but this is a beautiful song from the Depression era, recorded in Britain. Actually, all three of the set are British songs, British recordings. And there's some interesting stuff coming up. But here's What Good Am I Without You. I like it.
Days without sunshine, you made the skies above blue. Now that you're gone, days are dreary. What good am I without you? What good are nights without love dreams? You made my dreaming come true. Now that you're gone, nights are empty. What good am I without you? If I can't have you there with me to share each joy and care, what good are birds that sing or flowers in spring, or what darn good is anything? Your love could make me be something, a million things I could do, but all alone I'm just nothing. What good am I without you? Thank you.
thought you beautiful, I thought you plain, and anything but beautiful, and much too vain. I started blaming you, had a notion of taming you, then thoughts of blaming you got in my brain. And then I got a pass for you, it came to stay. I've fallen with a crash for you, and I must say, though since I met you, I mean to get you. I never thought you wonderful until today.
That was a little bit bad and a little bit ugly, but I loved it. It just appeals to a, you know, just a, that song just goes where no other ones can reach, especially a cross-gendered vocal for that song. It does it for me. That was Jack Leon's Symphonic Dance Band in 1929. I Want to Be Bad. Let a Lady Confess I Want to Be Bad, actually, is what he sang. And I'm trying to wipe my mental slate clean, but I can't find a damp eraser. I don't know who that vocalist is, which is probably just as well for him. That's off 78, approximately 1929, I'm guessing. Before that, speaking, that song I don't know how to classify, the one previously, I don't know how to classify. It was by the Montmartre Mad Hatters. Possibly another Jack Leon group, but it sounded like they were having a little bit too much fun at the bar before the recording session. And the song is one that I am absolutely unable to track down in Cyberland. I have never seen nor heard of it. I Never Thought You Wonderful. And it's one of those songs that is so strange and so odd that it transcends ugly into something almost beautiful. It has there's such a complete gaucherie about it that it just throws it into it spins it a different way, and it's haunting me as I speak. And I guess that would have been around 1929, just based on the accompaniment or whatever, but I have no idea who the Montmartre Mad Hatters were, who sang it, who wrote the song, or whence it sprung. But I love it, and it's in a negative sort of way. Beginning with What Good Am I Without You, a really beautiful song, 1931, the Nat Star Band. I enjoy that. I had to add that it's true. So, if you want to find other odd and strange things, my every playlist for Radiola is up on the internet, and you may find that at the Radiola blog. And the easiest thing for you to do, if you don't want to type in a lot of words, is just type the word Radiola into Google, and I come up pretty much always at the top. And so you'll find my site, the Radiola blog. Also, the Live C365 station is there, too, in that grouping. But if you look at the blog, you'll find not only playlists, but you'll find links to many great shows and performers. So I haven't gone through an exhaustive list of them. I feel like I've omitted many that ought to be mentioned over the years. But I do always insist upon mentioning Randy Bryan, because he's a wonderful guy and has a wonderful show called Forward Into the Past, and you have to check that out. And the Big Broadcast with Rich Connedy is another one, which is on right after his, actually, if you are listening in real time. And Rich's show has been on for about 35 years now, and it is unquestionably the best show of its sort. I mean, he's been on and been doing it most consistently and best at it, and I have to say that he's the man for this stuff. And this show wouldn't exist without Rich Connedy, and this particular show wouldn't exist without Randy Bryan, actually. So I have to thank him again. Also, you might want to check out some other people, like great programs like Hot Jazz Saturday Night, Ray Smith's Jazz Decades. Those are all on my list there, and there are many others too. That was the Codger last week. Listen to the most recent archive, and you'll hear some interesting things about me. I don't know if I should divulge them on this station, because I'll get mail. But you'll love that stuff, and I always do. And also check out the musicians, such as the West End Jazz Band, who are going to play almost in the next set, as soon as I get around to playing it, and Dan Levinson, and we'll mention him later. We have a lot of good CDs of his that we got recently, courtesy of Dan, and we're going to try to pull in some of the people who are keeping this music alive and vibrant and vital. But now we're going to play Eddie Lang, and this will cleanse your mind of any ill associations from the previous set, because it's perfect.
brown eyes, how they seem to hypnotize. I ain't joking, that's my perfect thrill. When I gaze at her a while, she just simply drives me wild. Such a feeling, she's my perfect thrill. When there's nothing else to do, if I'm feeling kind of blue, I'll just stick around and get my fill. Venus hasn't got a chance when my thriller starts to dance. Oh my goodness, she's my perfect thrill.
Like wine, I like her, she likes mine. What a perfect combination, no wonder we're in love. She has charms and perfect taste, I have arms that fit her waist. What a perfect combination, no wonder we're in love. She taught me one thing, love is only what you make it. And I know one thing, she can dish it out and I can take it. We both want a family, I want twins and so does she. What a perfect combination, no wonder we're in love. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, the West End Jazz Band there, and, well, that was a few years ago. That was recorded in 04, and that CD and many others are still available. That was from Gold Diggers of Broadway. Great CD, by the way, and you should buy it. Yes. John Otto there on the vocal. What a perfect combination, and it's a perfect set. We had Wilton Crawley with Eddie Lang just playing like crazy on there. My Perfect Thrill, Wilton was singing. He wrote that, too, so 1928. And Eddie Lang himself with Perfect. So it's a perfect set. That's as close to perfect as you're going to get on Radiola. And I'm Andy Senior, and believe me, I know that. But we're getting there, believe me. This is a lovely night, and now a man who does so much traveling that I don't know how he does it, but he does. Dan Levinson, whom I met in Saratoga this week. He was playing in Saratoga, of course, and he gave me some CDs to play, and I have picked out some lovely things for tonight, and there are more things coming over the next several weeks, but good stuff. My wife and I were very impressed with the Canary Cottage Dance Orchestra sides that he did. And this was issued in 04 under Crinoline Days, is the name of the CD. It's a stomp off CD. You can find that on his website, which I've linked on the Radiola blog. And keeping with our theme tonight, here's Pretty Baby.